Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I've enjoyed Marcus Spears throughout this D'Amico Ryan saga.
Spears has actually watched some Texas
games. He's been one of the national voices of reason, yes.
Not only does he approve of D'Amico Ryan's hire, but he also thinks that he knows which quarterback the Texans need in the draft.
This team has holes in the roster. I think they got the right guy as the coach, a young guy they've committed to for a period of time in this Houston Texans organization. The other thing is this. I'm going to get Bryce Young. And I know the talk in this draft is going to be about his size and all of that. When you watch Bryce Young play football, people are going to spend money to come see him play football. And also the way that he had to play at Alabama is unlike most quarterbacks that we've seen at the University of Alabama in the last 10 years. He did not have a number one receiver that's going to go top five in this draft. He had some offensive line issues. There was not this team around Bryce Young that made us look at Alabama's football team and say, well, if he just plays okay, they'll still win.
I like Marcus Spears even more now after that cut.
He kind of got me going.
Yeah.
He might have sold me on Bryce Young. And I don't think that everybody on the panel wasn't even really expecting draft talk. Marcus Spears is the only, I think he's the one person in national television right now who actually has watched the Texans and wants to get excited for the Texans. I don't know. Maybe he's got a relation with somebody on the staff or something. I don't know. But he seems genuinely excited about this. I think Orlovsky added another element to this, which is interesting because if he's going where I think he's going with this, I think he might have a crazy mock draft coming out soon. Listen carefully to Orlovsky.
How much did last week change D'Amico Ryan's thought process? Having to play against that Philadelphia Eagles offense when it comes to Jalen Hurts and the utilization of the RPO and the zone read, because he watched his defense for 19 weeks this year, played dominant run football.
Yeah.
And that linebacker, I can't get over Fred Warner and Greenlaw and how great they were. And then you watch them. If I was D'Amico watching that game, I'm like, who are you two? And I think this is one of the more fascinating things this offseason. How much having to play against that style of offense is going to dictate what D'Amico Ryans wants as an offense and as a talent at quarterback?
So that is interesting in just that the top two guys in the draft right now are certainly not Jalen Hurts types of dual threat guys.
Not even close.
They're mobile enough and they're athletic enough, you know, but just they're not running quarterbacks. They're not guys that are going to threaten you with their legs, nor do I think you want to try to all of a sudden transform them into that. So I guess I feel like Orlovsky might be setting us up for an Anthony Richardson to the Texans take somehow.
Okay.
Whether it's Will Levis, excuse me.
Richardson is that also, but he's much thought to be much more raw.
I know, and I was kind of thinking of both these guys, but Levis would be maybe he does go Richardson like number two overall or something. That would get a lot of clicks, Sean. But I feel like with Will Levis there might be a little bit more of that throw him in, let him run. He's certainly not Lamar Jackson or anything. But he could maybe handle some of that abuse and run that kind of an offense better.
Along those lines, Matt Miller, ESPN draft analyst, just dropped his latest mock draft a few moments ago. It's funny you should say this, Seth. He's got the Indianapolis Colts trading up to number one, Texan fans' worst nightmare, to draft Bryce Young with the first overall pick. So Bryce Young to the Colts, now with the second pick in Matt Miller's latest mock draft on ESPN.com. Whoa. Will Levis, QB, Kentucky. Here's what he says. Every team that wants a quarterback in this draft should be thinking about jumping the Texans to secure their top-ranked passer, and it wouldn't be out of the question for Houston to move up a spot itself to block others. While Levis is one of the most polarizing players in this class because of his interceptions, 23 over the last 2 years. Wow, that's a lot. I added that. He has the best arm talent in the group, along with very good pocket mobility and toughness. He wasn't surrounded by elite talent at Kentucky and did have a change of OCs that affected his development. But the Penn State transfer has to prove to teams in workouts and interviews that his decision-making can be reworked. On traits alone, Levis is a top 10 talent. It's on the Texans to see that talent developed. Here's the interesting note.
Yeah.
One note from the Senior Bowl. A rival scout I spoke to, this is Matt Miller talking here, a rival scout I spoke to doesn't think Houston will draft a quarterback. That seems hard to believe right now with the quarterback situation so unsettled there. The Texans ranked last in the NFL this season in QBR, 26, but it's something to file away with new coach D'Amico Ryans having a background on defense. Now, before you're a Texan fan and you get all worked up over that, this is one rival scout. When I say rival, I'm assuming that means from an organization that the Texans play, possibly a division scout. We got to remind people, this is the time of year where people put smoke out there. they're sometimes, you know, they put things out there for their own purposes or whatnot. And even if this person weren't, it's one guy saying it to Matt Miller. So
it might have been somebody from the Texans basically saying, like, oh, no, of course we're not.
exactly.
No interest in a quarterback. Right, no, right, not at all. Yeah. I think that, by the way, a couple people had mentioned that we weren't talking about Jerod Johnson.
I was going to wait till Lopez came in to do that because friendly with Jerod. Yeah. By the way, Jerod is interviewing with the Texans for a spot on their staff on the offensive side.
Yeah, a spot on their staff, which I know I would be surprised if it was. Was it officially? I saw in some places that it was for offensive coordinator.
No, I saw senior offensive assistant.
Okay. All right. Okay. Good. Because, I mean, he hasn't been a full time coach in the NFL for long. You know, he was doing private training and teaching for a long time. But he was a quality control guy in 2020 and 2021 with the Colts, and then assistant quarterbacks coach for the Vikings last year. So I think it would be as a position coach. Yes, that would be interesting. I love Jerod Johnson. As a person and somebody that very much is a kind of a deep thinker when it comes to football, I think. So yeah, that would be for no other reason other than that I think he's a very earnest person and is going to take that job very seriously and obviously has a whole lot of experience. I like backup quarterbacks more than starting quarterbacks when it comes to coaching because those guys have had to really think about it a lot. And if you look at his NFL career, like he's had to learn a lot of different systems. He's got a pretty good grounding in things.
So back to the mock draft here. What are your thoughts on Levis at 2 or even more so the thought of the Texans not drafting a quarterback at all?
I'm curious about Matt Miller's definition of arm talent. Because is he just talking about arm strength or is he talking about accuracy and ball placement and all those other things? Because I don't think he's at the same level as those other guys. So he might just be talking about having
he's definitely not at the level of Stroud and Young when it comes to accuracy, for sure.
Yeah. I remain not all that impressed with Will Levis just because of his erraticism.
With the number 2 pick, would you rather they draft best defensive player available or Will Levis?
Best defensive player available.
I'm with you.
I feel like Josh Allen's going to make Will Levis a lot of money.
I feel like Josh Allen is going to turn a lot of coaches into fools for thinking they can nurture the next Josh Allen.
That we can take a guy that wasn't all that accurate ever and turn him into somebody who's
turnover prone, inaccurate, but big, strong, and can run people over.
And we'll turn him into somebody that's turnover prone, not all that accurate, but big and strong and can pull people over.
More accurate than he used to be.
He's more, no, he's way more accurate than he used to be,
With the 12th pick, hey, Ben, give me a little draft juice over there just because people are probably curious with this mock draft who the Texans. With the 12th pick in Matt Miller's latest mock draft on ESPN.com. The Houston Texans select wide receiver Jordan Addison, USC. You said this last week, Seth, which I thought was interesting. If they do run if D'Amico chooses to run the Coop Shanahan system, wide receivers that are able to block downfield are a crucial ingredient in that recipe. And that's not Jordan Addison.
No, Jordan Addison's like 170, right?
6 foot, 170. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I would be surprised if they go for that. Now, the flip side of it is, okay, if we're going Patriots version, then, man, a slippery little slot receiver can be awful, awful good and valuable. That's probably maybe the biggest two. That might be one of the biggest differences between maybe what Nick Caserio has been around versus what D'Amico Ryans has been around. Because even with Chip Kelly liked having huge guys play the slot position.
Yeah.
And then he spent a whole lot of it. So D'Amico played for Chip Kelly, and then he played for, you know, Kubiak, and he's coached under Shanahan, guys that prefer larger wide receivers. So who wins out in that battle? Or does D'Amico see the value of, I shouldn't say it's a battle, but does Nick always want to have a smaller slot guy like that? Or is D'Amico like, no, give me the big beefy dudes?
Yep. Jordan, I'm not wild about Jordan Addison at 12. I like the thinking, which is if you take a quarterback at 2, going and getting him a weapon at 12, I'm a Quentin Johnston guy from TCU.
Yeah.
And as Nick pointed out, I'm also a Michael Mayer guy, tight end out of Notre Dame, but I don't know that they're taking him at 12. They actually.
Well, Quentin Johnston is that big, bullish dude that will.
He's a monster.
Debo you for a first down.
He's a monster. Ooh, quick bonus. This is a 2-round mock draft. Ben, give me a quick sounder, real quick.
Boy.
Yeah. With the 33rd overall pick in Matt Miller's mock draft, the Houston Texans select Dalton Kincaid, tight end, Utah. He's a good football player. I like Dalton Kincaid. Mayer went 5 picks before this, so unfortunately he's not there. But, man, a quarterback, a wide receiver, and a tight end with the first 3 picks.
Dalton Kincaid is just way too much of an early 2000s name for me. I don't know if I can go there. He's too much the epitome of Gen Z, I feel like. Yeah.
He sounds like a rich bully in an 80s movie.
There's a little bit of the Kincaid side that too, yeah. Where you a little get it by. Wait, is this some rich prep school kid?
Yes.
I don't know, man. I don't know. But plenty of tough kids at Kincaid, but you know, there's that perception.
Dalton Kincaid. If we go to the party at Dalton Kincaid's house, are we going to get beat up? Yeah.
Dalton Kincaid's having a kegger, but I'm not invited.
Yeah. He and his goons are going to beat me up if I show up there. All right.
I feel like I'm going to get beat up by a bunch of goons from Kincaid on my way out of the building.
Payne and Pendergast with you.
I got some goons from Kincaid out in the parking lot. Yeah, I need security.
The toughest kind of goons, the Kincaid goons, yes.
The kids from Kincaid with their bodyguards are out front. Yes. They're going to stick their bodyguards after me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.